stuck you in looking for clues, but that just made you more confused. You just need to see.
Okay, I don't know what's been going on lately, but my whole TikTok For You page has officially turned into CNN, Fox News, and it's like a high school group chat all at once. Like, every post is politics, but make it dramatic. We got Alex Cooper throwing political shade at guess which party, people crying over the renovations in the White House, the No Kings protests turning into chaos. And I'm just sitting here like, when did TikTok become the news? When did it become our reliable source? So today, we're doing something a little different. This episode isn't me reporting headlines. It's me scrolling, reacting, and giving my honest thoughts and opinions as someone who's just watching this all unfold. This is your no filter, no sugarcoating kind of talk. The way you talk about it with your friends on FaceTime. We are going to go down to the nitty gritty. So welcome everybody to Truth or Trouble. It's your host, Macy Ann. I am so happy y'all are here. And this is going to be a really fun episode. So we are going to start off with the one and only Alex Cooper, the host of Call Her Daddy. If y'all know that podcast, I'm not even asking y'all. I'm not recommending it to y'all. It's disgusting. Look it up. I don't even want to talk about it. But I do want to play this video. Alex Cooper had posted a TikTok. Actually, her TikTok didn't come on my For You page. It was the girl who said it. I'm going to play the TikTok right now so y'all can see it.
Got stuck you and looking for clues, but that just made you more confused. You just need to see how lovely it is for you.
Crazy TikTok. I know if y'all are watching on YouTube, y'all see the video. But if you're listening, the TikTok was just like her with the sound, but there was an in-text caption and it said, I just saw a girl say idolizing Trump is like thinking the stripper actually likes you. So that was like her in-text on her TikTok. Alex Cooper posted that. Of course, there's some other celebrities in the comments saying, ha ha ha, funny. People are like, people are enjoying it. People are like, yes, so true. Love it. Those are also people who idolize Taylor Swift in those comments, but we won't get into that. And that's what got me thinking, because first of all, like, I want to make this clear. I do not idolize Trump. Most Republicans do not idolize Trump. I think idolizing anyone is ridiculous. No one should be doing it, whether it's Trump, Obama, Biden. That's weird. I think we can all agree on that. Idolizing someone is weird. But here's the thing. When Trump, when any president, I'm just saying Trump because he is our president right now. Hate to break it to y'all liberals, but he is our president. Does something good for the country, people cheer. This is our country. We live in America. We want good things to happen, okay? That's not idolization. That is appreciation, okay? Think about this. If you're watching a football team and they have a touchdown, you're going to cheer. You're going to get hyped. But are we idolizing the quarterback? No. We're just excited, okay? Like, does no one want America to do good? Like, I feel like that's what it feels like. Like, no one wants America. Like, everyone just wants America to fail. They want Trump to fail. They're forgetting that they live in America. And if it fails, that it's not going to help us. So, newsflash. But what I see the Democrat side do a lot is twist. They twist that energy. They take a small clip, 5-second moment, and turn it into something that is completely not. And it's all on TikTok. It's all on TikTok. If I didn't know what I know today, and I was just on TikTok getting my political like sources, I would 100% be a Democrat. I would 100% be a Democrat if I didn't know what I know today. And if my only source was TikTok, I can say that I think I would 100% be a Democrat. Truly. And it uses a proof that the Republicans worship Trump. It's lazy and it's misleading. What I always like to think on, for example, of this is the whole Nazi issue we had with Elon Musk. People, that was just like, if y'all don't know what I'm talking about, I'll add in a photo. Elon Musk did a, he said he was, I think it was a campaign, can't remember. He was on stage doing a speech. He goes, love you all. He literally just like gets his like heart, like pulling his heart out of his chest, being like, I love you all. Well, people, of course, only show his heart out. It wasn't a video, it was a photo. And they're just all like, Elon Musk doing the Nazi salute. Elon Musk is a Nazi. Like from that one photo of him. But it was only a photo. It wasn't a video. So people take that photo. It's on TikTok. And I can't blame people. If I saw it on TikTok and I just saw that photo and it says Elon Musk is a Nazi salute, I'm like, oh, weird. That's weird. But no, we need to find our sources. We cannot trust the internet anymore. We cannot trust the fake news. He did the I love you all. If you actually go and watch the speech, he says, I love you all. I give my heart to all, whatever. He wasn't doing no Nazi salute. Okay. So that is another thing that can, is so misleading. They get one little photo, one little clip, and just transition it into something that it's not. So when people like Alex Cooper says stuff like that, it's not deep, it's not clever, it's not trendy. It's meant to get a laugh and go viral. It went viral. It had like 2.1 million likes, okay? You got the fame, Alex Cooper. But it's also another example of how TikTok can twist what Republicans actually mean. They twist it all the time. Like, this episode's for TikTok because this is what I've seen all week is people twisting the narrative. I did a live and someone was like, what were your opinions on Trump saying that he would F Ivanka, F his daughter? And I go, he didn't say that. And I go, he said date. And they're like, no, like he said F. They were all just like in my comments, like, no, Trump said F. He said he would F his daughter. Like, I'm telling you. And I go, okay. They're like, look it up. Know your sources. So you know what I do? I look it up on my live. I am looking it up because I know for sure he said date. I go on my computer. I go on the source where he had the interview. And I flip my camera and I show them like the clip of Trump saying, I want to quote it right, but it was just like, if Ivanka wasn't my daughter, I would date her. And everyone in the interview was like laughing, like, oh, that's so weird. Like, how would you say that? That's so weird. Blah, blah, blah. So then, of course, I go on live and I tell them, did he say F? Again, either one is weird. Even if he said F his daughter, that is crazy. That is weird. Even the fact that he said date his daughter, that is weird. Okay. But I gave them the proof on my live that he said date and not F. You know what they tell me in the comments? You didn't go to the right source. You need to look on TikTok. Like, TikTok's a source. TikTok is not a reliable source. They told me I got the interview from the website. The interview was from the website and they told me that is not accurate. Go on TikTok to get the clip. That is how corrupt we are. That is how brainwashed the Gen Z, this younger generation is. And I'm part of the younger generation, sadly, but that is how they told me to go TikTok to get my source. Wild. But now this next one, oh my gosh, I need everyone listening right now to go on YouTube. I think it's only on YouTube. Search up Dr. Daff's video. It is a Black conservative woman versus a liberal woman. Amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. It is probably one of the most honest, uncomfortable, and eye-opening videos I've seen online. Like, it was great. I am so glad they did it because, and I connect with it hard because in my DMs and comments, I get all those free her. Did the white people accept you yet? You want to be white so bad. How can you be Republican while being Black? All of these nasty comments. And or also like the, oh, you want to be white so bad. Or my personal favorite, you clearly forgotten where you come from. That's what I get all the time. And I'm like, I read them all. Like, I read them all. But excuse me? Like, when did being independent-minded mean I forgot who I am? Like, y'all, I think I'm Black. At least I identify as Black, okay? Like, I'm not. Anyways, in that video, I'm going to play a clip.
that the Black community needs to take about whether or not we're going to measure up. Do you want somebody there just because they're Black, or do you want somebody there just because they're qualified?
Yeah, but
so in the Dr. Daff video, you can literally see the divide. The conversation women, the conservative women were calm, logical, talking about family, freedom, faith, actual ideas. They were peaceful. The liberal women, they just kept on bringing race in it. Every 2 minutes was always about race. Well, white people have this, or Black people, all about race, sex, race and sex. Those two things is what they brought up. It's like if you don't play the victim, they get mad at you for breaking the script. They act as if Black, it's like, don't get me wrong, racism is still around. We still have racism. It's horrible. I'm not saying it's good, but I think Black Democrats specifically. I'm trying to like, okay, I'm saying it. I'm saying it because this is my podcast. I can say what I want. This is unfiltered. Black Democrats are the most racist people ever. Black Democrats try to act so innocent, but they're not. They are trying to act the victim. Get a job. Your race does not matter anymore. We're in 2025. We don't care about your race. We do care about skill. That is a big thing. We care about your skill, but we don't care about race anymore. So stop acting like your race, your sex is the issue, because it's not. It's just you at this point. It's your personality at this point. It is not your race or your sex. Okay. Anyways, I really just wanted to get that out there. But it's sad that like frustrates me, because racism isn't the main problem anymore. The bigger problem is your mindset. Like the whole job thing, like go outside. Don't let the, why are we having the government do everything for us? Do it yourself. We don't need the government to find you a job. We don't need the government to get you food. We don't need the government to educate you. Do it yourself. Go on LinkedIn. Go touch some grass. Go to a store and do your interview yourself. You don't need, we don't need to be baby around by the government. We don't need the government to do it for us, okay? Anyways, that was a great rant. And look, before anyone gets mad, I'm not saying racism doesn't exist. It absolutely does. But the difference is racism doesn't define me. It doesn't hold me back. And it's time for more people to realize that using it as a crutch isn't helping anyone. You can't just say, oh, well, that's racist. I always think about Blossom. If y'all know the girl Blossom, trans woman, don't interrupt her because you're interrupting a trans Black woman, and that's really bad. But she brings that up all the time in Jubilee videos. I think the bridge she's always on, and I'm just like, stop. No one was talking about your race until you brought it up. No one cares about race until you bring it up. And it is brought up so much in the Democratic side. So much. But all right. Now we need to talk about this whole rest in peace to the East Wing. Parker, Dean, I'm so sorry about your I'm so sorry about this tragic news for y'all. Right here we have this post floating around. Parker get a job, which is Dean Withers' friend, posted a, and I'll quote this because y'all just need to hear this. Parker get a job, Dean Withers' friend, posted a Instagram post about the whole East Wing getting destroyed and how sad, I guess, is making him feel. But here's what he said on Instagram, and I quote, "Rest in peace to the East Wing. I am so happy that I got to be able to experience it before this terrible administration demolished it without a good reason. It was beautiful, incredible, and a historical wing." Quoted by Parker Get a Job. Oh my gosh. I don't even know what to say. I didn't know that was our biggest issue. Rest in peace, though. And I'm just sitting here like demolished. Be so for real. Be so for real. First of all, it's not even like it's going to be finished like the very end of Trump's term. And again, if Trump really wanted to make this about him, if he wanted to rip down this East Wing, he would have attached the Trump Hotel to it. He would have added a hotel connected to the East Wing for him. Okay? This is beneficial for anyone that's going to be president in the future. This, like, it's not even a bad thing. Y'all, this is the East Wing. This is, like, where offices are. This isn't the West Wing. Like, and is this affecting y'all? I mean, it's going to be easier for reporters, for guests, for more families to be able to come. I mean, they're expanding a ballroom. He's not adding I don't even know. He's not trying to make his room bigger, add an extra closet for some designer bags or whatnot, designer clothes, whatever. He's making a bigger ballroom. This isn't just going to be beneficial to him. It's going to be beneficial to everyone. Any event they host in the ballroom is going to be beneficial. From a Republican standpoint, it's smart. It's providing a space for events and for people who actually work there, okay? It's not hurting you, Dean. It's not hurting you, Parker. Like, come on. If Trump really wanted to make it about himself, it would be a Trump Tower. He would attach it. He's not trying to make it about himself. And with that, like, can we stop pretending every single thing this man does is some secret dictatorship move, something? A ballroom is just a ballroom. It's literally just a ballroom. And y'all are like, oh my gosh, he's king. He wants to be king. He's building his throne. He's attaching it to the East Wing, his throne. And it's the same pattern every time Democrats see any progress or change, immediately cry corruption, while Republicans see improvement. Everything's corruption. Okay. Now, the part that truly had me speechless is the No Kings protest. No Kings protest. I feel like, first of all, the name alone is dramatic. I feel like y'all are almost you're almost like hyping him up to be a king, just having that full protest. Y'all having a No Kings protest is almost being like, Trump is a king, so we're having a protest because we don't need kings. But what got me was the energy of it. Y'all were packed. Y'all were truly packed. But I generally think Democrats talk about Trump more than Republicans do. I think Democrats are obsessed with Trump. I think they may use the word Trump more than, like, the Trump administration uses the word Trump. Y'all are obsessed with him. Y'all, the whole election rallies that Kamala had were just Trump, Trump, Trump. Trump this, Trump that, don't like Trump, not what we're going to do. It's Trump this, Trump that, hate Trump, hate Republicans, blah, blah, blah. Boom, MAGA. They say they hate him, but every protest, every chant, every sign is his name. I swear haters are his biggest promoters. Biggest promoters. Y'all love Trump, you just don't want to admit it. It's okay, though. And his protest was supposed to be symbolic about rejecting whatever, but it just turned into chaos. Yelling, shoving people, blocking traffic. There was this poor woman in her car. People were tapping on her glass, putting anti-Trump stickers on her car, not letting her go home. Like, y'all can protest. Y'all can protest. We do not care if you protest. You should be able to protest. You should be able to speak. Y'all have that freedom. We should have that right. Perfectly fine. But do respectfully. Don't hurt anyone. I feel like there's always chaos in a Democratic protest. There's always someone getting hurt, people yelling. I mean, it's more just like a riot. Y'all aren't like if you're just walking, chanting, not disturbing people, then it's fine. But y'all actually just cause chaos. You have the right to protest. That's the part that what makes America great. Amazing, but do it respectfully. You don't have to traumatize random people because you're mad about politics. It's honestly just disrespectful. But to wrap up my thoughts and opinion, that's what bothered me about the left lately. Sorry, y'all. They've confused activism with aggression. You don't win people over by scaring them. You win them by proving you're rational, that you have solutions, not tantrums. Y'all can do these protests better. We're not telling you to cancel them. And that's another thing. People are probably going to like take a clip and be like, oh, well, she doesn't want any protests to happen. That is not what we're saying. Everyone should be able to protest, but just do it respectfully. That's all it is. So yeah, that's where my For You page took me this week. Straight into the chaos of American politics. From the viral clips that twist meaning to protests that turn dangerous, to people crying over renovations that don't even matter. It's been a lot. But here's what I'll say is I love that people care. I love that we're having these conversations because we need this. Like, we need to be able to talk about it. We need to be able to talk about it with family, friends. We shouldn't, even if you don't agree with the person you're talking with, you should listen and you should be able to share your point and they should be able to share their point. And it shouldn't have to cause any harm. There shouldn't be any issues sharing points, nothing hateful. And so before you repost something, talking to the people on TikTok, before you repost something, before you comment something hateful, before you share anything, go look for the full context. Watch the whole video, watch the whole quote, watch the whole, article. Do some research on it. I know it seems like a lot, but at this point we have to because we don't know who to trust. TikTok is not a reliable source, y'all. News alert. But now I just want to hear from you. What is the wildest political TikTok you've seen this week? Whether it was people thinking that we think Trump likes us the way that strippers like us, how we're delusional with that. Do you think people actually idolize Trump or is it just another exaggerated narrative? Leave a comment, DM me again. Instagram DMs are always open. TikTok DMs on both Truth or Trouble or Macy.Antu. All the DMs are open. Again, also, I do want to be clear. None of my comments are filtered. None of them are filtered. They're all unfiltered. Y'all can DM, comment, say anything on my account. So if your account gets deleted or your comment gets deleted, it is 100% TikTok because I don't delete comments. I keep them all up there. I have them. So just, it's okay. But tag me in the craziest political clip you've ever seen. Send it to me. I will watch it. If you don't agree with me on any of these, tell me. I want to hear it. I will read them. Okay. Let's talk about it, not fight about it. But all right, that's today. That is it for today's episode of Truth or Trouble. Make sure to follow, rate the show. Share this with someone who loves talking about politics but hates the drama. But I'm Macy Ann. I'll see you next time for more Truth or Trouble and a little bit of exciting news is we're going to have a host soon. So we have some stuff, fun things in the works. But thank y'all for tuning in. Again, DMs are always open. Like, share this with someone who loves talking about politics but hates the drama. Also, share this with someone who is a Democrat and you're trying to convince them that we're nice people and, to be honest, that we're the more loving ones, but it's okay. I hope y'all have an amazing day, morning, afternoon, whatever time it is for y'all. And yeah, bye guys. Just like the wind. Just let it pass you. You do what you do.